This is a season of stories. On this feast of Epiphany, we continue the sacred story of God becoming flesh, made manifest. Sacred story and truth and reality of prophecy fulfilled. That in that act, there is no more division, no more us and them. But a Savior has come, and all may rejoice who seek his grace. Because this is a season of stories, and we just heard sung to us one such story about Epiphany, I'm still feeling the need for the child to be told stories before we move to the adult, grown-up Jesus in just a few days. So this evening, I'd like to share with you a story that has been written by someone from Toronto that became a classic in our family when I was home with my small children, all of them under the age of 4, and found this story in the library. It may be one you know. So if it is, I hope you enjoy hearing it again. And if it's one that you have never heard before, perhaps for you it will become an Epiphany story, a Christmas story to which you will return. This story was written by Frederick H. Thury, who worked with Children's Theatre here in Toronto and also provided this story as a libretto for a children's opera. It is illustrated also by someone here in Toronto, Vlasta von Kampen. I highly commend it to you. It is a beautiful book. The illustrations are exquisite. Perhaps even some of our choir were part of the choral children's choir who performed this piece upon which this story is based. So get comfortable. If closing your eyes helps you imagine, feel free, it's safe here. The Last Straw by Frederick H. Thury. Hush, Makaka, the old camel, was asleep in the desert night. He dreamed of all the water in the world and a hump that could hold the entire sea. Hearing voices, Hush Makaka opened one eye. Hush Makaka, Hush Makaka. Reluctantly, Hush Makaka opened the other eye. Why should I wake up? He grumbled. The sand whirled up into the night sky. You have been chosen, the voices whispered. The sand seemed to shift again. You will carry gifts to the new king. Who are you? Hush Makaka wanted to know, for he was an old camel and felt that he had earned his sleep. You will carry frankincense, myrrh and gold. The wise men have chosen you. Hush Makaka got up very slowly. Why me? If these wise men are so wise, don't they know about my joints, my gout, my sciatica? What did you say I'm to carry? How much will it weigh? Besides, I have other commitments. There's a water drinking competition in Rangal, and then I must go to the chew cutting convention in Beamish. The sand blew furiously, cutting into the black night. Hush Makaka was startled and decided he had better do as the voices said. Who knew what made the sand move like creatures with great wings? When do I start? He asked carefully. Today. With that, the sand voices disappeared, and it was morning. It was still early as the servants of the wise men placed their precious gifts onto Hushmakaka's back. The young camels ran to their good friend. They all looked up to him because he was old, and they thought him wise. You must be a very special camel, they sighed. I am special, Hushmakaka puffed out his chest with pride and then said something a little foolish. I'm not so old. I'm still as strong as 10 horses. And I've been chosen to carry rich gifts to the new baby king. Can we come too? Asked the youngest camel, who never wanted to be left behind. Aren't we your friends? Shouted another. You may walk beside me, Hushmakaka said in his most regal voice, and the long journey began. At noon, a herd of mountain goats came into view. Hushmakaka thought that they had come a long way from their mountain home in the north. What is it you want? Hushmakaka called out. We have heard tell of the new king who is born. Please take our humble gift with you. It's milk for the king. You want me to carry milk? Hushmakaka sputtered in shock. I'm not a milk-bearing camel. I'm not ordinary like you. The young camels chorused. No, he's not ordinary. They looked up to him with their big brown eyes. He's strong. Why, he's as strong as 10 horses. Hushmakaka muttered to himself, my joints, my gout, my sciatica. But aloud he said grandly, give me your gift. At 1 o'clock he was stopped by a family of millers. Look, said the youngest camel, they're carrying bags of ground corn. Do you suppose they've brought it for the new king? They will have to carry it themselves, Hushmakaka replied. They can follow that star just like the rest of us. The young camels crowded around Hushmakaka eagerly. But you're so strong. You're as strong as 10 horses. Hushmakaka felt weary just looking at the bags. But he said to the millers, give me your heavy bags. I will carry them. At 2 o'clock the next day, young ladies gave Hushmakaka their fine silks. At least the cloth doesn't weigh anything, he thought. At 3 o'clock, an old man in fine clothes gave him 2 rare birds in silver cages. At 4 o'clock, some merchants gave him pillars of oak that came all the way from Lebanon. At 5 o'clock, a group of bakers gave him their finest sweetmeats and pastries. At 6 o'clock, the sun finally went down, and the crowds melted into the coming night. Hushmakaka gratefully sank into the sand. In the kind darkness, he didn't have to pretend he was as strong as 10 horses. Hushmakaka became aware that it didn't seem as dark as usual. He looked up and saw the splendor of the skies and the special brightness of the star that he had been following. He fell asleep, wondering about the sand voices and the wings he had thought he could almost see. But as the sun rose over the desert hills, it was hard to remember the wonder of that star. For the new day brought new pains and new burdens for Hushmakaka. I don't think I will make it. I can't carry any more. My legs are getting weaker. My gout, my sciatica, my joints, I'm too loaded down. Word of the caravan spread like sand before a desert wind. People lined the route, holding up their gifts for Hushmakaka to take to the baby king. There were jars full of honey and baskets of money. There were jewels and beads and large rolls of leather. At last but not least, there were 20 gallons of wine. Hushmakaka moaned to himself, "This will bring me to ruin, this fruit of the vine." But then the youngest camel cried out, "Look, there it is! It's Bethlehem! You've made it, Hushmakaka! You are as strong as 10 horses!" Hushmakaka knew he could just do it if he did not stop until he arrived at the spot beneath the star. He could. He knew he could. Just then, out of the growing darkness, a small voice said, "I have a gift for the baby." Hushmakaka looked down on a tiny child. "Please, child, no more gifts." "It has no weight. It's long, it's light. It's for the king who is born this night. It's little," the child added. "Too little is too much," Hushmakaka whispered. "Didn't I hear you say you were as strong as 10 horses?" asked the child. "Well, yes, I am, sort of. But my joints, my gout." Hushmakaka looked into the child's eyes, and his heart melted. "Yes, child, give it to me, this smaller-than-small gift. What harm can it do?" "It's for his bed. It's all I have." "No problem at all," said Hushmakaka bravely, if foolishly. All this time, Hushmakaka had kept walking because he knew if he stopped, he could not start again. Now he could see that the star shone down upon a lowly stable. "Child, do it now. Place your straw upon my back as I approach the new king." Hushmakaka entered the stable. My knees are loosening, my legs, they wobble, my back is breaking. Will this last straw cause me to fall?" And with that, Hushmakaka fell to his knees. "Oh my," he thought, "this is no way for a camel to behave. They will say, that Hushmakaka the weak, Hushmakaka the proud camel, he should not have traveled this far." The wise men noticed Hushmakaka. Quickly, they too knelt. "They're mocking me now, falling on their knees, heads bent over like gnarled old trees." Then, from the humble manger, a tiny hand reached out and touched Hushmakaka. His pain seemed to disappear. He could no longer feel his burden. Hushmakaka whispered to the baby, "Hosanna from Hushmakaka. Accept these gifts kindly. They come from far and wide, brought by a beast who once acted blindly." From that time on, there was no burden, great or small, that Hushmakaka would not gladly carry. May all the burdens that we carry help us to kneel at the birth of this king. Amen.